Morning folks, here we are back again on a dog walk. This time it's sort of 10 o'clock in the morning sort of thing. And the lifting of the spirit has been huge because a problem with a leak has been fixed. And I can't tell you the wings it has given to my feet. Back straighter, shoulders back, looking out ahead, and in no time at all, I am back at the gate at the beginning of the next farm. But alas, no cows. They're obviously all down at the bottom somewhere. So I am looking out over fields with, well, this green field is not so green, let us say. It is covered in the most glorious, glorious cowpats. For those of you living in towns, cowpats really aren't disgusting, I promise you. It's all the great nutrients going back into the soil. So not only have I been renewed by having a problem solved, but the fields around us are being renewed by nature. And everything's fantastic. Even the seagulls seem to be having fun swooping over the fields. Don't know what they're going to find, but I'm not going to think about that too much. So Buddy and I are heading back up the track towards hopefully a nice warm house now that the heating's back on, and our guest in the cottage is also able to heat herself up to a nice temperature while she meditates, and it's going to be a fantastic week. That's the feeling I've got. Hopefully your week is going to be just as brilliant, and that something will lift your spirits the way mine have been. It's not that much warmer outside. I suppose it's a couple of degrees, and a couple of degrees have made all the difference. The wind is not so biting. But, well, that's it, you know. I don't think I've got anything else to say because it's just such a great morning. It may be dull, it may be a little damp, moisture in the air, but inside my soul is singing because I've got heat. How sad. Anyway, never mind. Have a good week, folks. Bye.